Jesus is our way, our truth, and our light. Amen. Last Sunday, Peter names Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. And Jesus names Peter as his rock that will help to build up the church. Both Jesus and Peter are in what we might call the zone, or that they're in sync with each other, or on the same page. And then Jesus starts to share what it means to be the Messiah. Now, nothing Peter knows or understands about what the Messiah is supposed to be, what he was taught about what the Messiah is supposed to do, has prepared him for what Jesus shares about himself. Jesus says that as the Messiah, he must undergo great suffering, that he will be killed upon a cross, and then he will rise up on the third day. Jesus is telling us that he is the Messiah who has to suffer and die the most shameful death there is, being crucified upon a cross. But Peter is still back at, wait, what? No. The Messiah is expected to inflict suffering and death upon Israel's enemies and upon the wicked within Israel. The Messiah is not to experience these things himself. And so Peter says, God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. Jesus knows what dying upon the cross will cost him. Jesus knows what it is he is taking upon himself for our salvation. And knowing this, he shouts at Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me." Jesus is trying to help us understand why he is going to face his death with love and compassion and willingly, and why we must follow Jesus willingly. The cross is a symbol of fearlessness and following a crucified Christ, accepting ridicule and hostility from those whose thinking reflects this world's and not God's. We must be prepared to be rejected as Jesus was rejected. We must understand suffering if we are to transform it into something meaningful. The cross is a symbol of Jesus' own costly love, mediating Jesus' forgiveness in the midst of a violent world. The crucified Christ embodies the love of God in this world, conquering hatred that inspires violence and evil. Go get behind Jesus. Don't stand in the way. Instead, follow him to the cross. Jesus implores us. Don't be a stumbling block, but follow this path of dying to a way of life that does not give one hope or justice or compassion to oneself or to others. Instead, in dying, we will find new hope, new love, new compassion. Follow this path, and we will find our very best selves. The cross is Jesus' free and costly gift of love, whose goal is the transformation of the world. This is what makes Paul's letter to the Romans so poignant for us today. Paul is sharing with us the transformative experience of living a life based upon the cross of Christ. Love one another with mutual affection. Have zeal in serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of others. Extend hospitality to the stranger. Bless those who persecute you. Rejoice and weep. Live in harmony with one another. Paul outlines the practice of genuine love put into action. Paul outlines living a life based upon the cross. And when we model our lives upon the cross, when we shape our lives upon the cross, out comes a gratefulness and gratitude that grounds our body and our soul. The way of the cross is the relationship between grace and action. We have before us every day choices about how we will respond, how we choose to show love with mutual affection, how we choose to care for our fellow brothers and sisters. These choices shape our hearts for all to see. Jesus, the Messiah, willingly died upon the cross and rose again on the third day to set us free from the power of sin, so that with the help of Jesus Christ, we may live in harmony with God, within ourselves, with our neighbors, and with all of creation. Jesus always extends his hand to us, inviting us to come follow him upon the path of love and grace and life. Amen.